بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن بريدة رضي الله تعالى قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يخرج يوم الفطر حتى يتعمه ولا يتعم يوم الأضحى حتى يصلي. رواه الترمذي وابن ماجه مسند أحمد والدارقطني مستدرك حاكم. حضرت بريدة رضي الله عنه narrates that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not go out on the day of Eid al-Fitr until he had eaten something. And he did not eat on the day of Adha, Eid al-Adha, 10th of Zilhijjah, until he performed his salah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kani yaghtisilu yawm al-fitri wa yawm al-nahri wa yawm al-arafah, Rawi ibn Majah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to take a ghusl bath on Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, and the day of Arafah, 9th of Zilhijjah. And Jabir radiallahu anhu qala kana an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha kana yawm Eid khalif at-tariq, rawahu al-Bukhari. The Jabir radiallahu anhu is that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Eid would change the roads or the ways in coming and going to and from the Eid al-Adha. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Jabir radiallahu anhu an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yalbas burdat al-ahmar fi al-Eidain wal-Jumah. Rawi ibn Khuzaymah bi sanad sahih, narrated from Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to wear his reddish cloak in the two Eids and Jumu'ah. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kharaja yawm al-fitri fa salla rak'atayni wa lam yusalli qablaha wa la ba'daha, rawahu al-Bukhari Muslim. Narrated from Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go out on the day of Eid, he used to read two rakats. He did not read salat before or after the two. Meaning after Fajr salat, there's only the two Eid rakats. There's no Ishraq, there's no Duha, there's no Chash. A person can read his salat al Duha, Chash, not in the place where they pray the Eid, Eidgah, but he reads it when he returns home if he wants, 9, 10, 11 o'clock. He could read at home, Nafil salat after that. And Ibn Abbas kariha salat qabla al-Eid, Bukhari. And Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu used to dislike performing of salat before the Eid salat. Any nafil salat before Eid salat? No, it's not sunnah. So these are some of the sunnats of Eid. Inshallah, Allah enable us to. And we should take ghusl, we should wear our best clothes that we have. Rasulullah used to have special clothes for Eidain and Jummah. They used to wear special, you know, like Imam wears cloak and special reserve. And a person should come early, he should read takbir in this Eid loudly, Allah Allah, coming and going, and we should go from one way, come from another way. So these are all some sunnahs that we can act upon. This day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the Hujjaj al-Kiram's Hajj, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us all to Haramain Sharifain, protect Haramain Sharifain, Allah accept everybody's ibadat. SubhanAllah.